This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. We're going to kick this hour off. We're going to talk to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege. Thank you so much, Bill, for the opportunity.
Absolutely. The FBI director who has, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but his hair never looks different.
But, that's because I think it's a mask.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he got out there the other day, and now for the first time ever, I guess he's looking at other stuff. And they've discovered that ISIS has been aware of this open border, and now he actually got out there, and I guess he was forced to admit this in front of Congress?
Correct, because, you know, we have been talking about this for months, to tie in not just terrorists, but that terrorists tie back into ISIS. We've said that repeatedly on the air, on your program, for that matter.
Right.
So we broke this story quite some time ago, and now Christopher Wray is having to admit, interestingly, to expand on what you just said, the Department of Defense just issued a statement this morning concurring their grave concern for the threat within America's borders by ISIS and terrorists. So even the Department of Defense now is on board, understanding we are under imminent threat of attack.
Now, we know about, 113,000 Chinese nationals that we believe are inside the United States.
That's correct.
We know about a whole bunch of military-age men that are inside the United States. Are we going to be looking at, is ISIS the straw that breaks the camel's back? Are they more militarily sophisticated than anybody else we'd be facing at the moment, or what?
Well, it's a conjuncture of things. Here's what you have. Yeah, the Chinese, along with, now I'm telling you people we've already identified from a military standpoint, Venezuelan, Chinese, Iranian, and Chechnya, so far that we've picked up.
Right.
When I say picked up, who have military credentials, okay, they are still currently have military credentials for these foreign countries. So they are military personnel in this country right now, illegally. Now, they have been shifted around, for lack of a better word, across the country to target cell areas. Those target cell areas are all located close to infrastructure units, power grids, water plants. We can go on and on and on. So they have the capability to disrupt infrastructure basically overnight. That's the first element. That's that segment of the military element. Second segment, I told you they gathered intel with police stations, the 13 illegal police stations the Chinese have across the country, which, quite frankly, you still haven't shut down. Justice Department wouldn't like me telling you that, but they are issuing threats. They're issuing warrants. Here's the thing. They're not shutting them down. They're issuing warrants to whatever the people are that are there. They kick them off ahead of time. They're going to serve the warrants. So they get on a plane, leave, and go back to China and bring in new people. So those warrants are useless. So start off the process all over again for another 6 months until it gets reassigned. So all those stations are still open. You remember we have roughly 12 to 13 biochemical labs controlled by the Chinese on American soil.
Right.
Scattered throughout this country. I told you we have done, I want to be careful not to use the word raids, but we have done visits. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And in those labs, we have discovered viruses, COVID-19, malaria, typhoid, and others, some unidentified, okay? That if those viruses are released in these particular areas, and we're not talking about a bio lab in the middle of nowhere in the Arizona desert, We're talking about in populous areas. If they are released, there is a potential for hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of Americans to die because of these bio labs. So they're there. Now you've got all this lined up. Plus, that's the Chinese segment, okay?
Right.
Then you have them also partnering with drug cartels who are running fentanyl, because you remember China provides the chemicals. Doesn't provide, that's a bad word, sells the chemicals to the cartels who then make fentanyl and who you bring it across. You have a third element, and you have the human trafficking element making billions of dollars. And then the fourth thing that you have is this new element, what the FBI is talking about, the most recent thing, is we have notorious case. Now, why do I use the word notorious? This is not a treehouse club, okay, where you got a secret password. You know, everybody's a buddy. These kind of games, like La Vida Latina, MS-13, are notorious for murder and torture. I want to use that word. I know that's a rough word on your show, but torture. They have no conscience, okay?
Right.
And they need no explanation or no reason to do what they do. They just do it because they're sheer evil. We now know that these terrorists and gang organizations are communicating, coercing together, strategizing, and actually doing partnerships in how they're divvying up across America. So we are at an imminent threat of mass concern, harm to the American people.
Right.
We don't know what kind of additional threats that are coming, but they're there. And now even the FBI and the Department of Defense. You know, it's funny, I have some guy that calls me every time I do these shows, calls about once a day, that, you know, how obvious, blowing smoke, there are no threats to America.
Huh.
Well, I hate the... That's the kind of thing we need to avoid in this country, is idiots who don't look at the facts of life. These are the facts. Now we understand, well, you say if those facts are caused by illegal immigrants, then why don't we just shut off the valve? Well, it's very simple. We go from that to the next. In fact, hold on before I tell you the next thing. Let me give you a little interesting fact, a little side note here. We did a study, Bill. Your listeners will be able to relate to this.
Right.
When General Custer, of course, I so hope they teach about that in history, when General Custer was massacred by the Indians, it was a 10-to-1 ratio. There were 10 Indians for every one soldier. And of course, they were all eliminated but one survivor who told the story. We have the database. This is just in Chicago, but it is relevant for New York, for Los Angeles, for Seattle, for Atlanta and Dallas, and we got to go on and on. The databases of gang members, notorious gang members, in Chicago is 280,000.
Wow.
Gang members in Chicago.
Wow.
Now, you run the numbers, we have roughly 12,000 officers in Chicago. Remember, Chicago is big. 12,000 is a pretty good sized force.
Yeah.
That is a ratio of 22-to-1. So 10-to-1 wiped out Custer. Imagine what 22-to-1 his position to be able to do. Now you say, you're blowing smoke. Well, let me tell you what kind of smoke you may think I'm blowing. Mm-hmm. You look at the facts. This last summer in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Six Flags over Georgia, there were roughly 150 young people. We just discovered they weren't just young people, they were gang members.
Right.
Who decided to become rambunctious, shall we say?
I tell you
within
what,
the park.
Hold up right there on rambunctious, because we're coming up on the first break, and I want to hear about how rambunctious they got. Michael Letts runs a place called InvestUSA.org, and with this, he has these protective vests that have been developed for law enforcement to where they can work in them, drive in them, fight in them, run in them, and keep them on all day long. This is a very specialized piece of equipment. He's given well over 12,000 of these things away to law enforcement, to their canine colleagues, and he's not going to be happy with this until everybody has one of these vests. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org, and you were about to tell me about the rambunctious Atlantan youth.
Well, what happened was we had roughly 150. Now, you remember I told you Discover Citizen they were gang members.
Right.
Gangs have formed partnerships, but even that's tenuous at best because they don't like each other. So their fights broke out among some of the members there in Six Flags during the time when you had families, small children, everyone there enjoying the park, brought in their security guards. They turned from fighting each other, the 150 basically ran off the security force and kind of dealt with, shall we say, those that didn't want to run off.
Right.
So they called in law enforcement. Law enforcement got concerned. They had to call in every available unit. They had to call in reserve SWAT team, because here's what happened. Once the Indian law enforcement showed up, they went from being rambunctious and swinging fists, throwing sticks, throwing rocks, to pulling out weapons. And they began to shoot at the cops.
Right.
Now, we got the matter under control, made a bunch of arrests, et cetera. But that was just 150 in a gang in Atlanta. Remember what I just said, Chicago having 280,000.
Right.
These people don't play. Bill.
Right.
And we have that all across the country. We've allowed that to happen because of immigration. So why did I give you that additional illustration?
Right.
Now, seeing how bad illegal immigration is and how much it is destroying this country, from the drugs, from the terrorists, from the gang, et cetera, you would wonder who in their right mind would even think about supporting allowing them to continue to go across with open borders. Why is this administration so adamant? And you'll notice in the State of the Union address, they jumped on the president for calling the illegal immigrant illegal who murdered Lincoln Riley.
Right.
Why did they jump on him for calling him illegal? They want to use the word undocumented immigrants. Why is that important? Because the president has now drafted an executive order. And he is asking the Department of Justice to circulate to the states, requiring that illegal immigrants are actually undocumented immigrants. And as such, they have the right to vote in November. They also will be counted during the census. Why is this important? Obviously, November, that gives them millions of more votes to make sure they can sway or steal an election so they can maintain power. Democratic leftists. The second part of it is, why is the census important? Because they have positioned, you remember these illegals, we all know this for a fact, this is not hearsay, this is not hyperbole. We have seen this administration busted, fly them around, move them to areas that they want them to be in. The areas they have chosen to move them to are all Democratic controlled areas. Why have they done that? You don't increase the number of Congress seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, but you reallocate based on where the population shifts are going.
Right.
So they want to reallocate Republican seats to Democratic seats that are growing by leaps and bounds, growing because of the fact they're all illegal. And as such, they will then have more Democratic seats in the House, gaining them or guaranteeing them control of the House. Here's the other thing that most people don't realize. Electoral votes with the Electoral College. You remember the Democrats hate that.
Yeah.
But since they can't seem to figure out how to eliminate it, here's how they figure out how to fix it. The Electoral Colleges, you often wonder, how come one state gets 10, one state gets 50? It's based on the number of congressional seats that you have, plus your two senators. So if you have 30 congressmen in your state, you get 32 electoral votes because you have 30 Congress and two House. Well, if they reallocate these congressional seats to Democratic-controlled areas, that increases their number substantially and the Electoral College tally, which means that they will then control this country and the presidency and the administration and Congress for generations to come, which will guarantee them the ability to finish implementing their agenda, which will completely destroy America as we know it and cause us to be a third world country and will bring about our demise. Now you see how the pieces are beginning to come together. And here is what is so infuriating, Bill, that you would have an administration. You would have people living in this country, much less the fact that they're elected officials from the presidency, the members of Congress, et cetera, who are so greedy, power hungry, that they are willing to allow the destruction of millions of Americans, the costing of their lives, to be able to position themselves so that they can keep power for decades to come. That is the basis of what we fought a revolution on 250 years ago. It is what the Second Amendment tells us very specifically, that every American has a duty, not a right, a duty to oppose tyrannical government in any form or fashion that comes to this country. We have a duty to oppose this. And I'm calling on every American to do just that. Make sure that we stand together, united. We cannot allow this to stand, Bill. If this stands in the upcoming months or in the upcoming year, year and a half ahead, America will cease to exist as we know it today, and it will become a third world dictatorship, a third world country. And quite frankly, here's the saddest part about what I'm saying, Bill. Where else are you going to go? There is no other free country in the world.
Well, I do have a couple of questions about that. I don't have time to get into it just yet. Besides what they're trying to make happen by mandate with some of the things they're trying to make happen, logistically speaking, do they have the time to actually put that into play between now and this election?
They will try. You raise a good point. Can they pull it off? Remains to be seen. Here's my fear. Let's just say we pull it off because in Democratic states, you know, Democrats go, oh, man, I love that. Now you're giving me a buzzy good idea. Right. You're telling me it's okay to do it, even though it's unconstitutional and unlawful. You're still going to let me do it. That's great. So red states will then say, nope, we're going to file suit. By the time that way it works its way to the Supreme Court, who I'm confident the Supreme Court would rule that it is unconstitutional and illegal, the elections will be over. And if that is the case, how do you undo all those illegal votes that were cast?
Well, that's essentially what happened with this last election, right? Everybody, the biggest reason they didn't do anything about it because they didn't know what to do. Hang on for me just a second. I got some other questions about this because this is fascinating for me. InvestUSA.org, that's where Michael does his stuff. This is where he's given away 12,000 plus protective vests to law enforcement, to canine law enforcement. Over the course of time, he continues to do it to this day. Any day now, he's going to say, oh, we crested 13,000 just the other day. He's constantly going somewhere and giving a bunch of vests away. InvestUSA.org is the website. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing mounting pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to a vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell cautioned that withholding vital weapons for Ukraine has strengthened Russian President Vladimir Putin's resolve. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Hava, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier in the week. The bond shields Trump from any efforts by writer E. Jean Carroll to enforce damages while the case undergoes the appeals process. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second checked bag. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. Talking to Michael Letts from investusa.org. Talking electioneering that's going on right in here, and I've got a couple of questions about this. Now, given what we know about Florida and Texas, just those two states, do the governors of a state have the power to hold everything up in their state as far as an election is concerned?
You're talking about to suspend an election.
Right.
They have the ability to suspend state elections. It would be a very interesting question as to whether they can suspend a federal election in their state.
Well, I mean, we've got plenty of states that are leftist. They have suspended law when it comes to immigration policy. They have suspended law when it comes to marijuana legalization. So the template is sort of out there to ignore the feds. You know, even though they get out there and they say, well, the Second Amendment sanctuary, that's not a real thing. There's nothing in law, you know. But then all of a sudden they start going by the rules and regulations there. But given the fact that there's some governors out here do this on a regular basis and gloat about it, can you see some of the Republican governors getting out there and saying, you know, we're not going to play along with this because you guys have come in here and unconstitutionally decided to go against current law and mandate how we're going to do our elections. We run our elections. Thank you. You think that might be a possibility?
I think that's definitely a possibility. Well, let me tell you where I see things headed. We are coming to the pinnacle in terms of the left is playing every card they can.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference whether it's legal or not. They're playing what they need to play. They desperately hold on to power.
Right.
We, from a conservative standpoint, are going to have to make some very tough decisions that we've not done in the past. Here's what we have done in the past. Well, now we're the nice guy on the block. We sit back, we take it, we go to court. Hopefully we get the right people
right.
to hear the right thing.
Play by the rules.
And, you know, we play by the rules and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think that's going to work anymore, quite frankly, Bill. We're going to have to take a very strong position, as we did in the 1800s, in terms of there was a, there to the point where, look, if you don't, if you insist on forcing unconstitutional mandates upon us, we will succeed, or we will create our own form of government. That's where they're pushing us into. That's not where we want to be. That's not what I'm advocating. But we're going to have to take a decision. I was just on a show a few minutes before I got on yours.
Yeah.
I think I shocked the host by saying America is realizing that we have talked, but nobody's listening. When I say nobody's listening, I'm not talking about the people. The people are rising up, but our officials are not listening. Just as I made the comment a few minutes ago on your show, how anybody with any sense would allow open borders when they have such negative consequences to the American people is beyond me. And since they're not listening, not changing things, the American people are going to have to decide, what do we do with a non-responsive government?
Right. Well, I mean, I've read that there was some survey. Somebody got out there and did a survey to find out how many Democrats would back the Democrats not certifying the next election if Trump wins, right? Which exactly the same thing they're going after Trump for right now, right?
Correct.
They're just trying to do it in mass. And the fact that they're and here's the problem. When you take a bunch of people like people on our side of the aisle, and you take away every peaceful means that we have for redress for our grievances, you take away everything we've got, and now all we have now, because of the logistical challenges, there's still going to be a lot of guns out here, there's still going to be a lot of veterans, there's going to be a lot of ex-law enforcement, current law enforcement. You know, if you do the math, now you were just talking about the gang breakdown, and what's the numbers? When I saw some numbers where there was 920,000 sworn police officers, federal, state, and local. And at that time, when it was 920,000 with those numbers, there was a ratio of one police officer for every 20,000-something citizens. So there's no way for law enforcement to corral America.
That is correct.
And there's really no way, unless they nuke it, for the U.S. military to corral America, because all of the U.S. military is not going to go along with that. All of these posts that are in various states and everything, all of these Air National Guards, all these Air Force posts and all that other stuff, we'll have aircraft, we'll have armored personnel carriers, we'll have at least as much as they've got, and we've got 20-some-odd million viable veterans, and we got a bunch of semi-automatic box magazine-fed weapons. The military's not going to be able to do it. So why are they not doing the math?
I think they're deliberately ignoring the math because they're so hell-bent on pushing their agenda that they don't care. Here's the dilemma. They want to press it to the mat. Now, I've had discussions, Alex Jones and those. Of course, Alex is way out there. Alex's position is, we don't take the bait. Everybody needs to just remain neutral. They will fail, and there need not be any kind of uprising or violence. Now, I agree with the state. We don't want any uprising or violence. But I question the statement, if you sit back, Bill, and don't even indicate that you're prepared to defend your freedoms. I don't know where I believe that suddenly they're going to realize, oh, this really is bad for America. These people are bad. We better stop and change direction and reverse our policies. Right. I don't see that happening.
Well, I don't really know what it would look like. You know, during the 80s when we were in Europe, we had this doctrine called the Airland Battle Doctrine, which was not, there was no good side versus bad side. There was a series of circular battles going on around each other, skirmishes, you know, limited combat, whatever you want to call it. And that's what I would see in this, because it's not like we're going to be fighting here in the streets in South Carolina if something goes wrong.
Correct.
And it's not like we're, I mean, the Southeast has more GDP now than the Northeast by far. This is actually quite the area to live in. More veterans in this area as well. But I don't see, there being a lot of fighting manifesting itself. So I don't know. I mean, it would absolutely, they'd have to be looking at something, seeing the alternative. They have to see the consequence.
Correct.
And so, yeah, I'm surprised that came out. You know, I'm on Alex Jones's network, on the same network as Alex Jones. So I'm surprised that came out of his head. I can't believe he said that.
He said that on Tucker Carlson's show.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it was, I understood the sentiment, but I also want to very clearly mention my position to your viewers.
Right.
That we have to be able to be willing to fight fire with fire or you're going to get burned.
Yep. Well, I mean.
I didn't say you would actually use fire, but you have to be willing to fight fire with fire or you will get burned.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we'll get into this in the last segment. Michael is, Michael runs investusa.org and it is, they have been giving protective vests, and when I say a protective vest, now there's, you can go out, you can buy AR-500 armor plates and all this other stuff, but you can't wear that all day, every day, in and out. Because these guys, they're getting in and out of a car, they're chasing people on foot, they're getting in, they're hand-to-hand with them, sometimes they're having to shoot and move. That you need to be afforded a degree of flexibility so you can move, and that's the kind of stuff that Michael gives away. Michael gives away a very highly specialized piece of equipment for both the canine and for the human law enforcement official. And he's given well more than 12,000 of those away, and yeah, he's not going to rest until it's all done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. One thing in regards to this upcoming election, now, New York and California have been hemorrhaging people like they're getting paid to do it. And my question would be, with the illegal migrants they might have in there, and let's play devil's advocate, and let's just say, they do vote. Let's just say they do vote. Right now, at this particular moment, would this make any sort of a shift between now and the election to where what their popular vote used to be in, say, 2020 versus what it would be today? Have they reconstituted enough to where they could just maintain status quo at this particular time in moment in time with all the people they've actually lost that were actually voting members of society?
It's a very good question, Bill, and I would concur that with the number of illegal immigrants that they have, they will have at least reconstituted. Will they have a decisive gain because of loss so many of people moving to different areas to get away from it? That remains to be seen.
Right.
But understand that the Department of Justice is pressing under direction from Biden and the Attorney General to ensure that mail-in ballots are once again predominant and easily available. And we have already seen how they have their folks who are Democratic Secretary of State waive requirements that only the legislature technically is supposed to be able to do.
Right.
And say, you know, we don't require a second signature, we don't require an address, we don't require exact postmark, whatever it is that they do, and accepting these ballots that have been stuffed. So it will really be incumbent upon us to make sure that this election is held above board, and that's going to be a very daunting task.
Well, I mean, is it possible if Garland were to go along with this, is this treason?
It is treason. You say, why? Why would you make such a statement? The Constitution is very clear.
Yeah.
And this is what I want your listeners to understand. We are not in any way saying we want to curtail voting. Every American citizen has the right and should be participating in the election process. But the Constitution is clear. Every American citizen, those who are not citizens of this country, who have not grown up with our laws, with our history, with our values and principles, have no business deciding who our representation should be and what our policies should be in the future.
Right.
That's against the Constitution, and against every other law that's been passed or something like that.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking. First of all, anything they do, I think there's a lot of people that are saying that Trump is looking at possibly 100 million popular votes.
And
I mean, if he does that, that's just something that they can, will overwhelm any sort of steal they try. Because last time he was defended by 42,000, so I just don't think they're going to be able to do that. Biden cannot lose a vote in Pennsylvania, for example. I don't think. I think that at this particular moment that then when we look at the Democrats saying we're not going to certify the vote, that means we're never going to have another election again. That throws us all into chaos, especially if a popular vote getting electoral college winning president is elected, and then they're like, we're not going to let him be president. That would make January 6th look like, I don't know, like an afternoon on Romper Room?
That's correct, because what would happen then, per the Constitution, is it would throw it back into Congress to make a determination.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know.
Now, right now, you know, we have, well, since we're making it tenuous, because when it goes back into Congress, it's either for an election. It's not a matter of, okay, well, a senator gets four votes and the House member gets one. No, it's every person. So you have 535 total, 435 House members, 100 members of the Senate, and each carrying one vote. Well, we've only got the House by, what, six votes, I think it is,
we have a two vote.
And, of course, you know, the Senate, they have by one or two. So my point being is it is so razor thin.
Yeah.
It would be a circus, would be a light term to use.
Well, I'm looking at all the things they have in front of them, and the biggest problem is what they're selling, what they've done. They've completely decided to operate with no pretense whatsoever. They're out there going, the economy's great, and everybody's like, I can't afford eggs.
Exactly. So, I don't know what planet they're living on, but it's sure not this one.
No, so, I mean, all of this stuff they're saying, all this stuff they're doing, they just got big problems. Plus, you know, we all know now that the Biden DOJ report, says that he's a senile guy who mishandled classified information.
And he was guilty of criminal activity, just chosen not to prosecute.
Right, because he's an old man with a bad memory.
Which is so ironic. I know we're not going to get off on this tangent, but so Trump is worthy of prosecuting, but Biden is not. What a two-tier justice system that
well,
it demonstrates.
You know, but hey, you know, as they were arguing with her and the Congress the other day that Biden's actually sharp as a tack, which means in that case, if I were her, I'd be like, well, listen, I need to go get my job back at the DOJ so I can recommend that we prosecute the president then.
Exactly.
If you guys want it that way. So he's either incompetent and can't be prosecuted, or he has broken the law and should be prosecuted. And that's, there's just no and, ifs, ors, or buts. But if, I mean, everything they do, if the Republicans were to do the right thing, and this is why they should never hire me and ask me anything, I would be like, I would sit everybody down and let them watch that movie, The Untouchables, where Sean Connery's going, if they put one of your men in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue. You know, I'd be like, this is the way we're going to play from here on out.
Which is what I just advocated on your show a little while ago. We've got to be willing to go fire with fire or better. One above.
Absolutely. That, and they don't really know what that means. They don't know what that means. They think they know what it means. They default to violence as long as they've got numbers on their side. But I think that if they were actually to get engaged in something with some shots being fired, the first time one of their friends take one to the head as they're all clustered together and they get to taste their friend, I think that would probably change their outlook.
Oh, there's no question. They would be saying, "No, that's not very nice. I'm going to tell my mama."
Yeah, something like that.
We definitely have our challenges, but here's the positive. I always like to be positive on your show. I am seeing, more and more across the country. such a move that people really understand it, how corrupt this administration and this system has gotten.
Right.
That they're not going to be easily pacified.
No.
And as you said, how could you possibly think of 100 million votes? I mean, that just seems like it'd be unreal. But with the climate of people becoming so angry and upset, I can easily see that, if not more. People are just saying enough is enough, especially if they're beginning to understand that it's not just a matter of whether there's an R in the White House or a D. Our very existence hinges on this, because if you're going to allow terrorists, gang members, drug dealers, et cetera, to take over this country, there's not room for them and us at the same time.
Well, I mean, I've noticed that Rogan is out there, and I've noticed Musk out there, and they're all saying, we'd be better under Trump. And by the time it penetrates to them, everybody before them, the rank and file, just regular people in the United States, it has really penetrated into them. So before I run out of time, you can find Michael. Michael is a writer at AmericanThinker.com, where you can find his byline. They finally started putting bylines on the blog side of it. That was, I don't know why they didn't do that before. You can find his byline there. You can also investusa.org. That is his website. And this is where this is a very specialized thing. He gets out there. He raises the money to do it. He doesn't task the community with this. He raises the money himself. Then he buys these highly specialized protective vests that law enforcement can wear all day, every day. Move around, run, sprint, whatever they got to do. They can do all of that and do the job. He gives them all away. Well over 12,000 of these he's given away. And he's not going to be happy until he finishes that. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. Together we're going to see victory.
There you go. We'll be coming up next. It's going to be hour number three. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.